Gladys Jones spent the time after the burglary arranging for new lights to be placed outside her home, having the bushes cut away from the windows, putting steel mesh screens over every window. "I hate it," she said. "The house looks awful, and it makes me feel like I'm the prisoner when I'm the victim. I'm still afraid to be here by myself." One night, long after the burglary, Gladys was dressing for an evening out when she reached into her jewelry box for a certain gold necklace. It was gone, one of the belongings she hadn't noticed missing after the burglary. The discovery brought the whole thing, the intrusion, the loss, the anger, all back down on her. Most of all, it rekindled the fear. Gladys started counting the days left until her retirement from her office job in 2 years. That would be when she would put her house up for sale and move away from South Florida. But still at night, she would lie awake in bed and listen. She would return from outings, unlock the door, stand there, and listen. Often, when home alone, she found herself asking, "Did I just hear a noise out there, or is it my imagination?" "The legacy of fear that Billy Schroeder left behind will remain with her always," she says. Billy Schroeder could have gotten away. On one job in North Dade, he hit the jackpot, a pile of jewelry that he converted to bags of cash and crack. "I ended up with $20,000 cash in my hands," he recalls. "I said to my girlfriend, 'Let's get out of here. I have the money now. Let's go to a rehab center and get off this.'" They decided on New Jersey, even got the airline tickets. But on the way to the airport, Billy and his girlfriend went to a friend's house to say goodbye, and they celebrated the goodbye with one more rock. Within a few hours, Billy checked into a Hilton suite with a bag full of rocks. Within days, the jackpot money was gone. Schroeder wouldn't get another chance to get away. His habit was growing and costing him close to $1,000 a day. He was breaking into more homes each day, and the risks were getting greater while he was getting sloppier. He even stopped wearing his phony FPL uniform. On February 26, 1987, Davie police got a call about a possible burglary in process. Officers went to the home and saw an open window and a screen leaning against the outside wall. The screen was the giveaway. A few minutes later, the cops entered the house and found a burglar hiding in a bathroom shower stall. He said his name was William Burns. As the Davie officers were booking the burglar into the county jail, a sheriff's deputy booking his own prisoner looked over at Burns and recognized him as the man on the wanted flyers Detective Cloud had been circulating for almost a year. "You're not William Burns," the deputy said, and the long crime spree of Billy Schroeder was over. The cops who wanted to speak to Schroeder had to take turns. It took 2 days for the elusive burglar to come out of his cocaine intoxication and figure out he was in jail. But when he did, he considered his lot, the fingerprints, the evidence, his past record, and simply said, "Let's go. I want it behind me."